People are worried about their aspirations. Their aspirations on the economic side for prosperity and growth, their social inclusion, and they're interested in the environmental dimension. So Rio is about people's aspirations, especially in the long term, and that's why they care.
How are negotiations going at this point for the outcome of the Rio Plus 20 document?
Negotiations are taking place in a very amicable and friendly atmosphere. The only challenge that the negotiators are facing is that they have very long text to negotiate and they have only 8 negotiating days left. So their challenge is to be able to explain each other's positions and to come up with a consensus document in the balance of the negotiation days left.
And how many days are left?
8 negotiation days left, mandated.
What areas is this final document likely to cover?
There's a whole range of issues. As I mentioned, it's about economic growth, social inclusion, and environmental protection. And scattered through the text are actions to satisfy these 3 dimensions of sustainability. And it's only through a balanced approach to these 3 dimensions of sustainability can we move to the future we want.
How can the world's attention be turned that way?
Well, it's important for decision makers and policy makers to realize and act on the basic principle that even as you address short-term crisis, the way you address short-term crisis have long-term implications. So you can address short-term crisis in a way which will make our long-term future safer, secure for both present and future generations.
What role is civil society and business expected to play in Rio Plus 20 and in sustainable development itself?
Civil society and business are key to sustainable development. It's only through the mass mobilization of people, by changing people's consumption patterns and production patterns, in which civil society and the private sector are crucially involved, can we create the theorem we need to create for a better world.
Civil society seems to be having some concerns about what their role and their involvement will be in Rio Plus 20, and also in implementing whatever comes out of it. How do you address that?
Civil society has addressed many concerns. I think the types you are talking of are basically addressing their own participation and getting their voice more effectively heard in the political process. But apart from that, and the Bureau and the process has tried to provide more space for civil society voices. But in addition to just getting their voice heard, they want to make sure that their voices have an impact on the way the outcome document is legislated, and they want to see that outcome document to be ambitious and far-reaching. So these are the 2 sets of issues on which we are hoping that we'll be able to make progress at Rio Plus 20.
Civil society seems to be having some concerns about what their role and their involvement will be in Rio Plus 20, and also in implementing whatever comes out of it. How do you address that?
Civil society has addressed many concerns. I think the types you are talking of are basically addressing their own participation and getting their voice more effectively heard in the political process. But apart from that, and the Bureau and the process has tried to provide more space for civil society voices. But in addition to just getting their voice heard, they want to make sure that their voices have an impact on the way the outcome document is legislated, and they want to see that outcome document to be ambitious and far-reaching.
What arrangements are being made for the small island developing states and the least developed countries in Africa in general?
There are large parts of the outcome document which is devoted to the special concerns of this group of countries, and they have disparate interests and concerns. Developing countries are generally concerned about the state of the world today and the difficulties they are facing in meeting the basic aspirations of their people. The small island developing states are particularly concerned because their existence is under threat with rising sea levels and so on. So Africa has its own slew of problems. So in addressing all these issues, the outcome document now treats these different groups of countries and focuses on their major concerns and priorities.
Rio Plus 20 is being held 20 years after the Earth Summit in Brazil. Are we looking 20 years down the road?
Well, sustainability is forever. And while in a sense 20 years from the last Rio gives us an opportunity to take stock, many people say that the Plus 20 is not a retrospective look, but a prospective look at the 20 years and beyond, which we need to keep this long-term focus on issues of very urgent concern for humanity.